I'll be brief. We are confronting as a nation, as a state, and yes, as a city and as a downtown, an era that is without precedent. A global pandemic and public health crisis, coupled with a long overdue national reckoning with racial injustice. And these challenges have produced perhaps the most trying 6 months in our city's 200-year history. And for those of us who have watched downtown evolve over the last 40 years in particular, it has been painful to see so much growth temporarily halted in the face of these challenges, especially when so much driving these circumstances is beyond the control of city and civic leadership. But we haven't allowed that reality to breed cynicism or fatalism. Rather, as Indianapolis always does, we have risen to the challenge, and over the last several months, we have pumped both funding and resources into the maintenance and repair of our city's economic engine. $37 million in loans and grants for business and nonprofits affected by the pandemic. Road closures, allowing our hospitality industry to safely welcome paying customers. $2 million to reopen the Rubin Engagement Center and to provide non-congregate hotel accommodations for those neighbors of ours who experience homelessness on our streets. $2.7 million in emergency solution grants for rapid rehousing, with $7 million more coming at the end of this month. An expansion of Pathway to Employment, the program that I know you're familiar with, which connects to jobs those who are homeless or who are resorting to panhandling. Added DPW cleaning crews to combat increased littering and expand power washing throughout our key public corridors. Added public restrooms throughout the Mile Square and hand washing stations. And last week, I announced that the city is making an additional $750,000 investment in health and safety measures for the Mile Square. That means an increased investment in non-public safety personnel to serve as wayfinders and ambassadors. It means new technology capabilities to help our law enforcement professionals to come better access and respond in real time to illegal activity. And it comes in the form of more cleaning capacity for our common areas. So let me thank outgoing board chair Joe Witsit and the Rebuilding and Recovery Committee co-chairs Tom McGowan and Lacey Johnson for their work to champion these programs. I also want to take time to thank the chair of the Capital Improvement Board of Marion County, Melina Kennedy, and the executive director of that Capital Improvement Board, Andy Mallon, for agreeing to administer these public investments. Without their leadership, these new programs would not have been possible. And I believe more than ever, these efforts and efforts like the ones I've identified, and the public-private partnerships, which Indianapolis has always done better than any other city in the country, They have always fueled downtown's growth and downtown's evolution. And they too are going to lead us out of these troubling times. Put another way, I am confident that the collaboration and the bold spirit that built our downtown will also help us rebuild our downtown on the other side of this pandemic. That's why we've not allowed the challenges of today to distract us from the needs of tomorrow. Bottleworks is leaping out of the ground. Bankers Life Fieldhouse is receiving a transformational facelift. Mixed-use developments continue to be constructed across our city. Plans are underway to rehab the CSX bridges and refresh Georgia Street. And most recently, just this week, the City County Council voted unanimously in committee to expand the convention center by 300,000 square feet, the sixth expansion in that facility's history. Added to that will be a change in the Indianapolis skyline with the construction of new convention headquarters hotels, becoming one of just three Cigna brand Hilton hotels in the country. Now, I know what some may say. It's a gamble to plan ahead like this during a pandemic. To me, it seems like a gamble not to. When the day comes, and it is going to come, when that day when visitors can safely return to the tourism centers in America, Indianapolis needs to be positioned as a leader, not a follower. Until then, well, where I come from, we say, don't take your foot off the gas. We must sustain our downtown. We must protect what makes it so special. And yes, we must make this and take this opportunity to make our downtown more inclusive for diverse businesses, diverse residents, diverse talent. By working together and staying squarely focused on those goals, we can ensure that our future, the future of our city, the future of our downtown, will be brighter than it ever has been. I am confident of that. And together with your help, we'll get the job done. I thank you.